Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Off the top of your head, who are some of the most famous TV personalities you can think of? Just name one. The first one that comes to your head.
Oprah.
Anyone else?
Dr. Phil.
Oprah's probably one of the most powerful women in history.
Yes.
What did she do?
Interview people.
What did Johnny Carson do?
Interview people.
What did Ted Koppel do?
Interview.
What does Geraldo do?
Yes. Larry King.
What does Larry King do?
Yeah.
Are they experts?
No, they're not.
Okay.
They just know how to bring the information to everybody else.
That's right. So my point is, you don't have to be an expert at anything. You just got to be willing to ask good questions and be interested in the person that you're talking to. Hi, this is Michael Sunoff with HardToFindSeminars.com, and here's another flash consult with a gentleman named Jamel. Jamel had a passion to be in the information products business, and he also has a passion for teaching others on how to grow their business and how to succeed in life. In this consultation, Jamel asked me a series of questions, in my opinion, about some of the ideas he had for starting a business selling a nutritional-type product. You'll hear me sway him away from this and to look at the vast opportunities in creating and developing an information product that he controls. This call is 55 minutes, and I'm sure if you've ever considered about controlling and having your own product and want to know how to set it up and how to get going on it, this consultation will be extremely helpful. Let's get going. Tell me from the heart your whole situation,
okay,
and I'll help you out the best I can. I'll give you all the best ideas I have. And
okay.
I may not be able to help you out at all, but I'll try, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, let's start from the beginning. Just tell me, how did you hear about the Hard to Find seminar site? Do you remember?
Basically what I was doing was just some research a while back on marketing, just in general. I knew that entrepreneurship was what I wanted to do, but I also knew that I needed to master marketing. So I started doing some research on Dan Kennedy and Jay Abraham and some other guys, and I found your website. I saw, you know, all the great stuff, and then basically I totally forgot that I was looking for them and just started listening to a lot of the free audio recordings, which are awesome, by the way. It's taught me a lot. And that's pretty much how I became familiar with you. I've been listening to a lot of your stuff over the last few months. It's helped me out tremendously.
Tell me, what do you think's powerful about audio, just from your experience with some of the audio recordings on my site, compared to maybe Dan Kennedy books or reading or video? Any feedback on that?
I enjoy reading, but me personally, because I do so much driving, I learn best, or at least maybe it's because what I've become accustomed to is I love to have everything on audio. Not only that, but also because I can rewind, you know, fast forward, I can go back to exactly what it is that, you know, that I needed to hear. It's just so much easier, at least for me anyway, because I'm always in the car.
Walk me through a process from how you get that audio into your car. So give me an example, like you go to my site and you'll search for a recording. Tell me the steps that you go through from the time you're on the internet all the way to getting and playing something in your car while you're driving.
Actually, I call a buddy of mine. What I'll do is I'll just download it from the MP3 file to the desktop usually, and then what we'll do is just we'll burn like a few clips onto a disc. Yep. And what I've done is I label and I categorize all the CDs, like if they're copyright, and I have a few copyright clips on there, products, services, consulting. I have them all categorized so I know exactly what I'm listening to when I put them in there.
How many you got in there?
Probably 10, 12 different CDs right now.
How often are you in the car?
In the morning, probably for about an hour, was having to drop my son off and everything. Probably another hour in the evenings, and then just everything that I do. Probably over a week's time, probably anywhere from 7 to 10 hours.
So you can blow through these recordings.
I do. I go through a lot of stuff. And then what I'll do a lot of times is I'll listen to it once, and then I'll go back. And then the second time around is when I actually, like I'm at home, like after I put my son to bed, I'll listen to it with my CD player, and then I'll start to actually take notes and see what I can catch the second time around.
Do you always learn something the second time around?
I do. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth time
around. I know. Isn't it amazing?
It is. It really is. I guess it's basically when you're ready to catch or receive that next thing, it finally shows up, and it's like, wow, I never caught that before, and this is like the fifth time I've listened to it.
Where do you work now? Are you at Nordstrom's?
Yeah.
Were you in sales?
Yeah. Yeah. How I got here was I worked for a GNC retail. For about 3 years, I was a manager there. Things were going okay, but I just wanted to change. So I came here, and initially I was going to go into sales, but came back here, and I actually am working in the security department now. And it works out really good for me just because I have 3 days off a week, so I can spend some time with my son.
How many kids you got? One son?
I got one son, and I actually got a daughter on the way in May.
All right, congratulations. How old's your son?
He'll be 2/23.
Got him in daycare?
Yeah, I just hate it.
You hate the daycare?
I do.
Because you got to work. What about in the days you're off? Does he go daycare 5 days?
No, he's there 4 days.
He's two? Does he not like it?
No, I mean, he likes the kids that he's with. My wife's best friend's mother, she has her own daycare business. You know, he's really close with her kids and everything. I mean, yeah, he enjoys it, but I can still tell that he misses, you know, a lot out, you know.
Yeah, it too. And your wife works?
Yeah, she does. She actually is getting her degree in nurse practitioner.
It'd be nice to be able to be home and doing a business from home while your daughter's there.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the one thing. I got two kids. I got a 6.5-year-old and I got a 3.5-year-old. I mean, thankfully, I guess I got into the entrepreneur stuff, you know, way before I got married and everything, so I had a head start. You know, it could be hard when you go from a job into it because not always easy. Sometimes it takes years, but one of the greatest things is that I'm home with the kids.
I've been in and out of different businesses and entrepreneurship. I just turned 26, so I've been doing it for about 5 years. In and out of various different businesses and things. Some things I've made a little money in, some things I haven't. But so I've been learning the last 5 years. I just still haven't gotten it all together as far as the one thing that really takes me to where I want to be.
Let's talk about some of these experiences over the last 5 or 6 years that you got involved with. What was like the first thing you got involved in?
First thing was probably network marketing.
And which company were you with?
My first company was ACN, the telecommunications company. I did pretty decent with it, but not as well as I wanted to. And I moved into something that I was more familiar with, that I actually had a little bit more passion about, which was like, you know, nutrition and all that. And then I moved on to USANA, and that was about 4 years ago.
What did you not like about network marketing?
The fact that there are very few people who are like me. And in a lot of cases, even friends that I was really close with that talked a good game, but when it all came down to, you know, getting to work, was like I was standing in the cold by myself. It was really hard to deal with, and I mean, I went past that and still did some things and some marketing, and I did pretty well, but probably that and also just the way the structure of the pay plan was set up, I didn't like it all either, at least that particular company.
So were you ever able to make really anything significant from it?
Nothing significant, no. A couple $100 here, a few $100 there.
Yeah, it's a tough road to go. It's like direct sales.
Yeah.
You're either selling someone to get on an opportunity or you're selling product.
Right.
Now, on a note, network marketing, have you ever heard of a guy named Glenn Turner?
I listened to the audio with him.
What did you think of that?
It was very inspirational. I mean, it was awesome. I've actually recommended quite a few of my friends to listen to it as well.
I just got the video a couple of days ago. I ordered some videos from his site. This guy, man, you should see this video. It's just video of him actually in his prime talking to the crowd. He was a hell of a speaker. You know, the whole thing, was he a con man or was he a saint? But he's really fascinating. I just went on and ordered 3 more audio tape, one called Dare to Be Great. I forgot what the other two are called, but I can't wait to get them, and I'd love to get some of his content up on my site. I'm going to call him back and see if I can do that, but it's fantastic. This guy was like Tony Robbins of the 70s and 80s.
It truly is fascinating to hear people like that being able to do what they do.
All right, so you did multi-level market. Any other opportunities after that over those 5 years?
I've done a little bit in real estate and started to have some success with it. But basically I came to find that, you know, a lot of what was going on was my mindset wasn't in the right place. And what I mean by that was I was just chasing the money. I wasn't really actually evaluating what do I truly, truly have a passion for. It was money that I was chasing. If I'm appreciative that I did looking for into entrepreneurship when I did, because over the years, that's the one thing that I finally come to realization with and that I finally learned. It's so much more than money. And I've learned that once I get that and once you have that passion, all of those other things come together. They've started to come together for me now.
What do you think you want to do now? What do you think your passion is here now?
My main passion, honestly, is people. And what I mean by that is helping people maximize, you know, their potential, whatever that may be, but basically just helping them get to a point to where they reach, you know, their highest goals, their achievements, basically bringing the best out of them. That's just something that I have. I am truly fascinated with, not only just people, but how the mind works as well. How some people, you know, reach the positions and the status that they do and others don't, and what separates them. A lot of those things. So, honestly, it's people. I really love people, and I really want to just help people just be the best that they can be. And then, also, of course, also provide a great, you know, awesome living for my family and my friends.
We were talking a little bit yesterday about you had kind of come to the realization that developing and controlling your own product was something important rather than marketing others' products.
Right.
Tell me how that all came about.
When I really started to look at, when I was looking at the network marketing industry and really looking at how much, like on a retail sale, you would make per product. And when I actually saw that, it was very small. For instance, I had a guy join up who spent over $100 with me, and I only got $2.77 from what he spent. I'm like, you know, this is crazy. I could go find a product, private label it, and I got that idea from one of your calls that you did with a guy down in Florida somewhere, Miami. And when I saw that I could private label a product for maybe $2-3 a bottle, $6, $7, you know, whatever the case would be. And if I sold $100, that's like $80-90 for every sale I made. It really just got me like, man, you know, I am losing a lot of money, you know, selling these products for someone else. I'm not putting in any more or any less work if I sell my own versus selling theirs, but I'm going to make more money. So it only made sense to me. It's like, you know, why make $2.77 off of a $100 plus sale when I can make $70-80 off of the same sale just selling my own private label?
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Right now, let me ask you this. The nutrition product, you worked with GNC. Tell me how that experience influenced you into deciding to get into like a nutritional type product. Did that have some influence?
Previous to working there, I basically got into amateur bodybuilding. A friend of mine mentored me, and it was just something I did in college. Well, started like my freshman year of college. I was actually going to school to play football and I got hurt. I just needed to do something to kind of keep that competitive edge just as a way to pass time. And I got into bodybuilding, and from there, you know, I just really became intrigued with the nutrition and, you know, the health industry. And I worked for GNC for a few years, and the main reason why I did it was because I had a passion for it, but it was also to get some experience in sales, working with people face-to-face and all of those things. That really had a lot to do with it. When I really looked at the fact that I had a lot of experience and knowledge in it, that played a big role in me deciding to possibly label my own product.
Did you take nutritional supplements when you were doing bodybuilding?
Yeah, I still do.
All right, so you want to private label your own thing. Do you have any idea of what kind of product, or more importantly, what's the most important thing is what market are we going after? Weight loss, any idea on the market you want to sell to first? Because that's a really important consideration.
I'm actually partnering up with another couple of guys, and what I've explained to them is, number one, you can't just develop a product based on what you feel the market needs. You have to pretty much, you know, develop a product based on what the market wants. And what I mean by that is, now, true enough, if you're a great marketer, you know, they always say if you can market, you can sell anything. But I'm a firm believer in being a great marketer also means you know your market. And knowing the market, that's going to basically help us establish exactly what we should be getting after. And looking at the market right now, it's going to be something in the weight loss. There's a company that we've been looking at has a great vitamin, a liquid multiple vitamin, and it's one of the best I've honestly ever seen. But at the same time, there's also a huge need right now for with the weight loss industry. And the reason why is because people, we live in a society where they want to see results right now. And I told those guys, I said, honestly, in most cases, well, that's going to be a higher one as far as a weight loss product over a vitamin, because it creates results, it creates, you know, something in the market where they can actually see what's going on right now, whereas a vitamin, in most cases, doesn't really do that. You know, a vitamin is just something that over time, you may notice subtle differences and things like that, but it's not something where they can say, man, in most cases, you know, I've noticed this change, that change. Every now and then you may get that, but for the most part, it's just something that you take for maintenance, I guess.
I want to just regress a second because I heard you say something, and I want to definitely talk about it because I think it's important to talk about before we go back into the market. And you said you're going to have two partners with this. Tell me what you're thinking. Why do you want two partners? Or what do you expect the partners to do, and what have they done? Do they have your drive, or are you going to fall into the same trap you did with the MLM?
Well, they're both very close friends of mine. We've grown up together since, like, seventh grade. It was my idea. Mainly, I guess it's just because, like I said before, I really care about people, and I want to see these guys succeed. What I expect out of them is at least to meet me halfway. I guess because I realize that everyone's different, they may not have, and I'm probably wrong for thinking this way, and I probably should actually expect this of people, but, you know, I have the same drive that I do. And what I mean by that is, I told you before, I have a son and a daughter on the way, but I still find so much time, you know, but it's 2, 3 in the morning to do research, and I'm looking at all of these things. One thing I've noticed is I find myself calling these guys, giving them updates on everything that I found and I've researched. So the communication isn't both ways. I'm the one that's getting on these guys and saying, hey, this is what we need to have done. I don't want to be sitting here like I'm standing in concrete. I'm ready to get moving. So, I mean, I do kind of feel like I'm the one that's always pushing the envelope. So I guess in that sense, I kind of feel like, when are these guys going to get off the ball and be calling me up saying, this is what I found, this is what we've gotten done. It can get discouraged.
I'd give that some consideration. I'm sure you want them, you know you're going to be successful, and I'm sure you want to bring them along for the ride. I'll give you my best advice. I wouldn't do it. I'd just say, look, guys, you know, I thought about this. You know, you're two of my dearest friends. I don't want to get involved. You know, you guys, it's not in your heart, and I certainly don't want to do anything to jeopardize our friendship. And I thought about this long and hard, and I think that, you know, our friendship is more important than any crazy business venture I got. And after thinking about that, I think I'm just going to, if I even do this, I'm going to just go it alone. Break the ties and just keep your friendship, and you can keep them abreast, but I would do your own thing. Because you're going to get frustrated. You're going to be doing all the work. It's your passion, not theirs. You want to bring them for the ride. And you can keep them abreast. You don't even have to say anything. If you start making a bunch of money, you may not want to tell them about it because you're going to feel bad that they're not and you are. And you don't want to jeopardize that. So just keep it quiet. No one has to know your business. You can do your things at 3 in the morning and you're doing it for your family. Why share the profits with two people who don't have it in their heart when you can share each one of those profits with your son or your daughter or their college education? Because you're the guy who's going to be doing it all, I'm telling you.
I called my friend up last night, but just got to thinking of other ways to market it, and I came up with what I thought was probably a good way to test the market, and we'll get into that, to see if the product that I was going to initially go with would work. And I think it's a great idea because it would basically be low cost to me. If it didn't work, I don't lose my shirt. And I came up with it. I almost just feel like I'm the one that's doing all the brainstorming, and I'm coming up with all these different ideas, but then I'm not getting any feedback that, hey, we need to get this out there.
I'm telling you, this is going to be a very smart move. You need to get out of that commitment about the partnership. And you know what? They're going to probably be relieved. Think it would jeopardize your friendship?
I don't know. It could, because I've known them so long.
If you called them and stopped talking about the business ventures and stuff and talked about other stuff, I mean, are they going to be saying, hey, what's going on with the business?
You know, it's funny. I kind of thought about that last week. Like, if I didn't say anything about it, I wonder how long it would go before eventually it would be forgotten.
Yeah, and then when they bring something up, just say, I'm just a little burned out right now, and I don't know if I'm going to do much with it right now. Just get out of it. I know you made a commitment to them, or just tell them up front like what I just told you.
Right.
If they're really your good friends, I mean, they're going to understand. They're probably going to be relieved that they don't have to mess with it. You know, and then quietly do your own thing. And you absolutely need to keep control. Because partnerships, especially when you got three, most of them are going to break up. If you've built a good business and you've got fighting in between you guys, it's going to jeopardize your friendship, and it could jeopardize any business that you built up. Plus, once you learn how to do this automatically and you have systems in place, there's no need for partners. You should keep all the money. That's my philosophy, and I think you really should do that. I really think you should do that first. Get started where you are in control. Don't make the mistake of trying to drag someone along, because the odds are it's going to dissolve. And business and friends, in many aspects, don't mix. Money and friends don't mix. You should be paid for your efforts, because you're going to get resentful doing all the work. You know, if you start making money, you're splitting all that money up to two people who aren't interested like you are, and you're doing everything. By the time you split it up three ways, there ain't much left for you.
Right.
Or any of you guys. To make this work, if you're selling a product, there's only so much margins in a health product that you got to keep all of it to yourself to really survive. You know, that money's got to be poured back into the business. These guys may expect checks going in their pocket, but it's all got to stay in the business.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, that's my fatherly advice for that.
I appreciate it.
So back to a product. You said you had an idea for a product. What specific product was that you were talking to your buddy about?
There's a company, and actually there's quite a few private label companies that I found. Some didn't meet, you know, what I was looking for. Others did. I found one company in particular that makes a vitamin when compared to a lot of the others I've actually used myself, as well as a lot of the others I've seen on the market. It compares to a lot of them and actually is, at least on paper, superior. My only concern with it right now is the fact that it is just a vitamin. And even though it's great and it has all of these awesome things in it, you know, just about anywhere to get one.
When you're trying to develop a product, it's very important to come up with something that no one has,
right,
that no one can knock off, that no one can start coming in and competing on price. And that is the most critical thing when you create or develop a product. Vitamins are a dime a dozen. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
You're selling also a preventative where it's 10 times harder to sell someone on a preventative than it is a cure. You know, it's like selling people burglar alarms. The only time people buy burglar alarms are after they've been robbed. So you're going to be fighting a real uphill battle, I think, with a vitamin product.
And that's what I was thinking. You know, I told a buddy of mine, I said, honestly, you know, you have a lot of companies that say, this is great. Mine is better, but I said, look at it this way. Honestly, if you took one from one company and I took one from another company, we both eat the same way, exercise pretty much the same. Who's to say that you're better off than me and I'm better off than you taking a different vitamin? You can't really say. And that's kind of the reason why I was looking into more of like a weight loss supplement. There's a lot of those out there, but once again, if you have one that produces results, that's what people are looking for.
Another thing to think about is, what is the most you're going to be able to sell a vitamin product or a weight loss supplement for?
Maybe 30, 40 bucks.
30 to 40 bucks.
Yeah.
So another really important aspect in looking into, before you create and develop a product, is decide what you're going to make on every sale. Would you rather have 100 customers who spend $30 with you? That's what, $3,000. So you have customers that you have to deal with, customer support, packing and shipping, customer service, returns, all of that, okay? You see it, it's like a retail business, like in Nordstrom's. All the problems, you got 30 customers. Or would you rather have one customer that pays you $3,000 for a product?
One customer.
All you got to do, if you want to make $3,000 a month, is come up with a product that you can sell for $3,000, and if you sell one a month, you can make $3,000 a month. I don't think you'll be able to do that with any kind of supplement. And I know, just from my experience, the greatest product to sell, and a product that you can sell for this kind of money, are information products, intellectual property, audio recordings. And also, another advantage of that is, information products, especially audio recordings, the way I do it, no one can knock you off. No one can knock Michael Sinoff off. They can try and do interviews like me, but they can't. You can't get flipped. It's totally me. It's my information. It's my voice on there. It's my brain asking the same questions. And also, it's the easiest damn thing to make. I mean, we're just sitting here having a talk, a conversation. Now, I'm helping you the best I can. I'm giving you my best advice. But at the same time, I'm being selfish and greedy. I'm also keeping in mind that I'm creating a nice little product that maybe down the road I can sell individually. I could have transcribed into transcripts and sold as a report or given away as a free report, which will lead up maybe with a link for more information. If someone's listening to this and they want more information, maybe they want to hire me for my new product creation service, where I'll create an information product with someone, a niche product, and do all the audio recordings and all the editing and put them on CDs. So I'll create an individual information product for somebody. I know you got some experience in the health field and you're a little bit product focused on nutrition and supplements. supplements, but you're not really sure. Are you open to creating and developing an information product similar to the stuff I have, like on my site?
I am. And actually, that's what, you know, one of my buddies kind of pulled me away from what I was initially doing. But what I was doing a little while back was I was doing some research on how to get mini sites up and how to do recording on a website and all those things, and was looking at possibly how to create like audio CDs and all of those things, because there was a lot of things that I did want to create as far as, you know, how-to products. Like one of the things I was going to do was I was going to create a product on literally how to, this was just from all the experience I've had with network marketing as far as how to choose the right company, things you need to look for, you know, all of those things. That was just going to be one of them I was going to create, things that you shouldn't do, all that stuff. And then in addition to that, there was also going to be included, you know, things that you needed to do and learn and focus on as far as personal development. There were some other things as well. And I got a friend who is starting a landscape business. I was just going to go interview him and ask him what it took to build this and to build that. You know, basically do the different things that he did. I was going to audio record it, and I was going to sell it as, like you said, like a report or something. I had a lot of great ideas, but just for one reason or another, especially with the technical side of it, it's kind of what has slowed me down, because I don't know how to set up. I mean, I know how to use a computer. I know how to search. I know how to do all those things. I know what HTML is. I mean, I've read about it. There's just so much stuff I know who to trust.
Yeah, I agree. I'll be introducing very shortly. It's a simple product. It's a $99 product. It's called How to Turn Your $28 Book into a $3,900 Information Product. And it's a completely free 30-day trial. So I don't charge your credit card for 30 days. You know, I'll send you the entire course and everything. But this is a system I've created that shows you exactly how to create an information product. And I go into all the details of the digital recording device to use, how to get it edited. I give you ideas of all the questions. I give you the actual questions to ask. I show you how to come up with 5 audio products, 5 different CDs. I give you the headlines and titles of the CDs. I mean, it's really a complete little course on how to do it. Now, that's for the people who want to do it themselves. But then for people who don't know how to do it and they have a little money to invest, I do it all for them. All you got to be able to do is talk on the phone and have an idea of what we want to create. I understand that HTML and learning the website, it's not hard once you know how. But I would tell you to spend those 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and learn how to record an audio recording by phone like I do. I'll tell you how to get the recorder. I'll tell you the only software you'll need is for editing. The software you get when you buy the recorder comes with it, so that's easy to install. It's really not hard. And there's services that you can upload your audio and turn them into the play buttons automatically. I can tell you how to do that. So it may take you a week to kind of get comfortable with it. But once you got it, you got it. Now you know you got the ability to call anyone on the phone, invite them to do an interview, just have a nice chat conversation. You'll have all the questions in front of you. Just dig all the gold out of them, just like I dig it out of the people I talk to. You'll never really have to think. You just have to know where to get your questions to ask them. For instance, you talked about an idea for an MLM product. I remember the call with Glenn Turner?
Yeah.
I thought that was a wonderful interview. I really enjoyed it.
It
was inspirational, and this guy is the king of network marketing from way back in the 70s. What if you were to get 10 interviews like that and interview 10 kings of MLM and ask them all the same questions and get that all on an audio recording, all as a digital download product? And I'm just going to keep it simple for you. Don't even worry about CDs. Just have it as a digital product. You upload the 10 audio recording. You have a little simple one-page description letter with all the links, and there's your product. Who can you get to sell that? You could get the guys who you did the interviews to do it with. Let's say Glenn Turner was the king of one of these multi-level marketing companies. And let's say you had 9 other recordings with other great MLM leaders. Well, what you do is you go to Glenn or some of the top distributors in the company, and they're all trying to train their people the best they can. So you say, hey, your downline may be interested in this free audio recording that I did with the king of multi-level, Glenn Turner. Here's the link. Why don't you send this out to your entire downline? They'd probably learn something, get a little motivation under them, and maybe they'll go out and recruit some more people. It can't hurt, and it's totally free. So you get them to endorse the recording, send them an email to all their list, all their downline, to listen to your free recording. But you only have the Glenn Turner recording on there. But at the end of the recording, recording or at the beginning of the recording, you say, if you like this recording, we've got 9 other audio recordings with the leaders of MLM, and you give the names of the people you did the interviews with, and you can have a click here button and have a little sales page and just a description of each guy you interviewed with a description of what it's about, just like I do on my site, and then you can have that as a product you can sell for $49 or $100 or whatever. So you get them to endorse it to their list, and then you do the same thing with each one of the other leaders. You get the interview nailed down with the leader, but you don't have to necessarily get them. If they're too big and you don't think they're going to endorse it, you get some of the top players in their downline to endorse it to their downline. And they already have the built-in customers to listen to. If you do a great interview with them, it'll be of real value, and it's for free. But then if they like what they heard, then you sell the other 9. Does that make sense?
It does.
Is that easy? All you got to do to get your product is to do 10 audio recordings. And it's a lot of work doing the editing, and I recommend you do the editing kick-ass. You do it right. You don't be lazy, and you do a good job on the editing, and I kind of consult and show you how to do that. And then you got a digital product that you can sell. You don't have to mess with shipping anything. If you feel like you want to create a physical product, that's not a bad thing. That's easy to do too. But to start off, you can do a digital product, and you got a great valuable product that you can go to all kinds of people.
Yes.
You know, you can call it the kings of MLM.
I know how. I mean, just from everything I've learned, I also can teach people exactly how to go out and get private lenders for a real estate deal.
Okay.
There's so many things I know how to do, and like you said, I firmly believe, I understand exactly what you mean by it. Once you do something and you learn it, it is easy. Everything is easy once you learn how to do it for the most part.
It's just the pain of not knowing how to do it. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
So you talk about you know how to go out and get loans from private individuals for real estate deals.
Yep.
Have you done that yourself?
Yep.
How many times?
3 times for a guy that I was doing some work with.
And it works like a charm?
It does. It does, like you said, when you know how to do it.
When you know how to do it.
Putting your presentation together, because, you know, they got to trust you.
Do you have a proven presentation?
Yeah, it's actually one that I learned from a guy, this course that I bought, and it does. It's awesome. He provided everything that you needed. You just basically put it all together, and you go out, and you're professional, and you just got to basically put on this presentation and show people exactly what kind of money that they can look to make in a year's time or something like that, depending on how long they wanted to work with you.
By any chance, was a guy named Tom Kish?
No, I listened to him. This guy, actually, his name was Gary Brefto.
Yeah?
But I actually know who Tom Kish is.
I've seen his emails and stuff. What do you think about his getting money from unsecured credit cards?
He does that, and there's also another lady that does it, too. I can't remember her name. But it makes sense. I mean, one of the businesses that we had started up before, real estate businesses, that's how we got the money to do one of the houses we got. We basically got it subject to the existing loan, basically meaning we didn't have to use any of our money to get the house. Basically, they were in trouble, so they signed over the deed. They were going to get foreclosed on it. We needed to come up with $5,000 to pay for back payments. By using the company's credit, we were able to get credit cards to pay the back payments, so we didn't have to use our own money. And then once the house was sold, we just paid the credit back.
Back to this private borrowing from private individuals. Is it a course you took?
Yes.
You just made some angles on it and did it your way.
Right, exactly.
That market is extremely hungry because I market a business buying system by a guy named Art Hamill. Have you heard any of those recordings?
I've listened to a part of one of them, and it really intrigues me.
You got to listen to this guy. He is good. If you go to my products page, along the left side, there's a link called Business Buying. I've got about 12 hours with nothing but Art Hamill.
Wow.
And this guy, all his deals are multi-million dollar deals. He never borrows from the bank. He uses private investors. So it's the same thing you're doing, but it's on a bigger scale, but you'll probably learn a lot from him. And so that market is a very hungry market. If your system really works, that's a system that you can create an information product for. That's a wonderful market and a great product that you can put together, or that I can help you put together an audio product. That's something you could sell for $5.97, easy.
My biggest thing was, like I said, because there's so many people selling software to teach you how to put the site together and to put the product together and different places you can go. And it's like, man, you know, it's just honestly, I'm just so afraid to buy something because I don't know if I'm going to get what they're saying I'm going to get. A lot of these people write such good copy. You know, you don't know if it's all what you're going to get. So, you know, that's just being the biggest thing with me is as far as getting the website up and doing these things to get video and audio on your website.
You don't know where to go. I wouldn't worry. You don't need video on your website. And I go into that. I'll send you some links that explain why audio is better than video.
Okay.
And the reason is because you just explained to me. Audio is much more accessible. You can't go driving around town watching video in your car, can you?
No.
No, your video is more powerful to sell someone on an idea because you're using visual and audio at the same time. You're getting more emotions going, and it is more powerful if you compare it just to audio. But audio is more accessible.
Right.
You can listen to them in your cell phones, and they're downloadable. You can burn CDs. You can play in your car. And people don't like their time being wasted with a video that could be easily used as an audio product. You know, people are busier than hell.
Yeah.
But that's why audio is so good, because you can multitask, you can listen while you're doing work. It's just a very convenient medium. It's only not even 100 years old, too, to think about that. You've got a couple great ideas. That, I think that's a wonderful market right there. If you've got a system that's proven and works, you can use it based on your own experience. It becomes your product. You can't get knocked off because it's your experiences and your know-how from real experience that you have credibility in doing it, right?
Yep.
You can enhance on the product by using audio, or you can go the MLM route and do a series of interviews with people. And the advantage of that is when you're interviewing the experts, even though you can do the same thing with your real estate financing deal, you want to use the leverage of their downlines, which could be very powerful. You can make a lot of money using the leverage of MLM downlines.
Right. Michael, these are my goals and dreams and the things that I set for myself to reach by the time I'm 30 or at least be on the path, is to have direct marketing, a direct sale company that has various different streams as far as reaching out to the consumer. It's always been information I've learned basically from you that that's the way to go. My biggest thing, like I said before, was just not really knowing which route to go to try to get myself started and who to buy from, who to learn from. From teaching people personal development to real estate strategies, I mean, you name it, just basically having a company that has just various different branches of, as far as different things that I can help people do to get the best for those who don't want to work a job.
It's kind of like what I'm doing, different array of products that will help people make money.
Right.
But you got to start with one and get one going and get the system in place, and then you can do another one. Or if you don't want to, you could milk that one for years and years and make a lot of money just with that one product, with a market large enough and hungry enough, because the time you focus on developing another product, and we all fall into that trap, even me, loving to create the product, but not loving to do the marketing and the work it takes to get the first product you created out there.
That's what I want to do. I honestly just want to become a great marketer. I mean, I had visions of myself literally going all around the country from books and everything, teaching people. And I know it can happen, and it's going to happen. I don't know how, but it's going to happen. I'm not going to rest until I've gotten exactly where I want to be. You know, a lot of people have visions of making a million here, a million there. It's not necessarily the money. I have visions of myself doing, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And not because of just having a lot of money, but because of what I'll be able to do, you know, for my family, for people that I care about. I mean, my ultimate dream is to be able to start schools around the country of entrepreneurship to help young kids from an early age, just to teach them that there are other ways other than just a conventional job.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great. I'd love to do something like that. I'm more, instead of going around the country physically teaching, I want to use and harness the power of the Internet like
right.
what I'm doing, so I can be here at home not wasting time. Not that it's not a waste of time going out and speaking publicly, but
right.
this is a much more effective medium for getting my message across using this wonderful Internet and downloads and delivering it. I don't have to go speak. All I have to do is get my website URL to any child or any student who wants to learn, and there's the university right in front of them. So now it becomes getting the message out, the marketing, getting the message out and getting people to the site so they can be exposed to the material, just like you found it. All right, so I know when we talked yesterday, you were talking about a product, and I know you want to sleep on it and stuff, but have I convinced you to go with something that you can sell for more money?
Yeah, and it's something I've been thinking about for a while, especially ever since I found, you know, your site. And like I said, it was mainly just a matter of, okay, which way do I go? It makes perfect sense. I mean, when I look at the people that I'm reading about, Dan Cage and Jay Abrahams, and they're charging $25,000, $50,000 for information for one seat sometimes, definitely the way to go. That's where the money is.
I would never charge $50,000 or $20,000. I was marketing a seminar for a guy who was selling a consulting training on how to be a marketing consultant. And it started out at $5,000, then it went up to $10,000, then it went up to $15,000. And I sold about $100,000 worth of seats for him in the first 6 months using audio from my website and doing interviews with students who had gone through his training, a number of audio marketing methods. And then you jacked it up to 20,000. I was like, forget this. And I had been to the seminars, and they were good. For someone who's going to go act on them, they're worth 15,000. But when it got up to 20,000, there's a point where you just got to say, you know. So then I just created my own. I found someone who had a product already developed. He wasn't doing anything with it. He was not internet savvy. And I created my HMA marketing system about 13 months ago. And I've done about 100,000 in sales with that in 2005. I expect to do more than that this year. It's all now automatic. It was a lot of work at first, but I probably have 20 hours of free audio up on my website, all on marketing consulting. And the difference is I give you all the information on how to go get that first client. I give you the intellectual property from the course of how to interview someone. There's 6 interviews that you can hear for free of me doing an opportunity analysis. That's the questionnaire session you do with someone, a potential client, whether it's over the phone or in person. You can hear me doing that live. 2 of them, you'll hear me close real clients, one for $1,200 for a UST project, which is the first project in the consulting training that we teach consultants to sell, and developing, creating a USP. And there's 2 occasions that I did audio interviews over the phone where you'll hear me close them right over the phone. The very first time I talked to them through this opportunity analysis. So we show you how to do that. So the difference is with this consulting thing, we show everyone how to do it and we take a lot of the risk away. That's a $3,900 product. I guess the whole point is you could do the same thing with anyone. And the thing is, I'm not the expert. I'm just the guy doing the interviewing. Richard, the guy who developed the program, is the expert. So another important thing when you're creating information products, you don't have to be an expert in anything. You can just be a guy interviewing. Off the top of your head, who are some of the most famous TV personalities you can think of? Just name one. The first one that comes to your head.
Bill Cosby.
All right, anyone else?
Oprah.
Anyone else?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Anyone else?
Dr. Phil.
Oprah's probably one of the most powerful women in history.
Yes.
What does she do?
Interview people.
What does Johnny Carson do?
Interview people.
What does Ted Koppel do?
Interview people.
What does Geraldo do?
Larry King.
What does Larry King do?
Yeah.
Are they experts?
No, they're not.
Okay.
They just know how to bring the information to everybody else.
That's right. So my point is, you don't have to be an expert at anything. You just got to be willing to ask good questions and be interested in the person that you're talking to. And you can create products, you know, made of gold. I mean, what a great way to spend your time. I mean, every time I do an interview, I'm learning stuff I'm interested in. I try and only do interviews that are interesting to me, so I'm seriously interested in asking the questions that I'm interested in. I mean, I'm learning all the time. And then when I'm editing the recording, see, many times when you're doing the interview, I'm really focusing a lot on the questions that I'm asking, that they're good questions as well. So I don't really get to absorb a lot of it. But then I get to re-listen to it because I've got to do the editing on it. And then I get to listen to it again, really up close, because you could put hours into editing on one recording. At that same time, I'm never wasting time because I'm still learning from all the great information I dug out of this guy or woman. It's a great way to go. I'll give you an example. I interviewed Vic Conant of Nightingale Conant. Did you hear that one yet? You heard of Nightingale Conant,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have.
All right, would you go to the main page at hardtofindseminars.com? You'll see Vic Conant interview. It's one of the links on the front page.
Okay.
But it's a great interview. And I asked him, what is one of your most effective marketing techniques? What really turned the company around? And he told me for a long time they were selling their audio products, their information products. Here's the product. You pay me $47 or $50 or whatever. And then they changed the concept to where that the customer didn't have to pay anything now. So they could order their product and not pay anything, and then they would be billed later. And he says, once they did that, the company just took off. Now, at the same time, I have a CD set, a preview set for my marketing consulting system, the $3,900 system that I sell. And so I've got 8 of the audio recordings that are online already burned onto a CD because it's more convenient. Put it up there in special sections of my site where they could pay just for the shipping, $17 if they're in the U.S. and $27 if they're international. And they would just pay me. And then I would send the CD sets. And I didn't get any sales. And then I thought of that interview I did with Vic Conant, and I changed it to where they had to pay nothing now, and that I would send it to them, and I would bill them. And since I did that, I've sent out almost 100 of those preview sets. Now, I'll have a little bit of a collection effort and getting money from some of the people. But the whole idea is that one idea from an interview I did is going to make me a lot of money. Just that simple strategy.
Yeah. Now, is that the one that you're coming out with in a couple of weeks? Or?
No. This is the HMA system on how to be a marketing consultant.
Okay.
The one I'm coming out with is strictly how to turn a $28 book into a $3,900 information product.
Gotcha.
But the other thing I was going to tell you was when you don't know who to go to for advice, you know, always come back to my site because you'll see almost all my offers are totally risk-free, where I send everything to you, where all you do is either pay the shipping, if it's a physical product, the actual shipping, your card isn't charged for 30 days. So I let you review the product for 30 days before anything's charged. You can always return it within that time. This how to turn a $28 book into a $3,900 information product is absolutely free. It's a digital product, so you get to download everything for 30 days before I charge your card. And if you're unhappy, you just let me know. You got to take the risk away.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to have a lot of people, by the time those 30 days come around and people send in their orders, you're going to have some credit cards that decline, and you're going to have some people that cancel their orders. But you're going to have more than that who end up keeping the product, and you charge their card. And you would have never had those sales if you said, give me all your money up front. You take the risk. So it's just a philosophy I learned from Jay Abraham. You know, you reverse the risk. You've got to today. And with your information product, so what? Because once your product's done and you have a digital downloadable product, or even if it's on a CD, even if 50% of your people return or decline, you're still coming out ahead because your margins are astronomical.
Right.
Your cost is nothing but hosting. It's nothing. It's almost all profit. It's like a license to print money. It really is.
Now, what do you suggest prior to your system coming out? Is there anything on your site? I saw some things on there that explains, you know, how to get content. What about, like, as far as developing a site, even if it's just like a one-page sales letter, do you recommend I just basically bite the bullet and just go out and just learn HTML and do it that way? Or?
Okay. Now, what do I recommend? I recommend, as far as creating your sales letter, what you do is you create your audio product first, because you're going to talk your sales letter. Let's say you hired me to create your information product on this, how to get private financing for real estate deals. Now, we're going to do 5 separate audio recordings that are going to be designed to create this information product. And so we're going to have about 4.5 to 5 hours of audio. As we do that audio, we're going to be talking about great stuff. And each one of those audio recordings, after the editing is done, is going to be transcribed. And we're going to take clips from the transcripts of that audio, of that natural, free-flowing conversation, just like we're having right now. I'm not sitting here writing a script to you as I talk to you on a blank piece of paper. I'm just talking to you as a person, things that are coming into my head. They're flowing into my head through my subconscious. There's no governor on my thoughts right now. So we're getting it all down. It's kind of like the technique where they say, take a white piece of paper and start writing and don't ever stop. Just whatever comes to your mind, write it down. Well, I'm doing the same thing just through audio, but it's coming through more naturally in a conversational tone, the exact kind of tone you want to write in. So as we get all those audios edited and we get out the ums and the ahs and the stuff where I screw up or where my thoughts change and we clean up that recording, right?
Right.
Then we're looking at the text in Microsoft Word, okay? We bring it up into the computer, and we look at those transcripts, and we go through those transcripts, and we look for things that we talk about, phrases, sentences, they'll stop popping out at you, things that could be possibly used as headlines and subheads, and we just start going through all that stuff, and we start taking pieces out and putting some over here for this part of the letter and here for this part of the letter, and it's golden stuff for your sales letter, and it's just a matter of reorganizing what you've already said in parts of your 5 audio recordings and putting it into the letter and just creating an organized format for it. So you're going to talk your letter. You're also, by doing the information product, by doing the interview, the 5 hours or the 4.5 hours, you're also going to learn your product better and better, and you're going to be better prepared if you want to use PR to do media. interviews. So out of the recordings, you're going to have a whole bunch of things. You're going to have transcripts that will become part of your information product that you'll be able to sell. That'll, you want to go physical, they'll be printed out, put in a three-ring binder. As you see on my site, they're in PDF, they're all downloadable. That becomes more valuable to your buyer because it gives them the chance, if he's a reader, to be able to read if he doesn't like audio. Those transcripts can also be bound and put into a book. So now, if you combine all five transcripts, you are a self-published author and you have a book, How to Get Financing for Real Estate Deals Without Ever Having to Go to a Bank. So now you're a publisher. People who publish books have credibility, don't they? And all it is your series of interviews in printed bound form. You can get that up on Amazon if you want and use that as a lead-in to maybe a service you sell. So you have transcripts. You can take those transcripts. You can create a book. Also, you'll take copy out of those transcripts and create descriptions for your audio recordings. So much you can do with the individual components of the audio and the transcript, and you can create several different small products out of it. Your full product may sell for $4.95 or $5.97, but you can take one of those transcripts and it becomes a free report or a white paper that you can sell for $19.95. So you can create that natural progression, that stair-stepping into higher-end products. But the whole focus is getting a skilled interviewer to interview you and ask the right questions and dig deep and think on behalf of what the public would be asking you. So by the time they listen to that, their questions are answered and you've covered the material fully, so you're giving them good value. Another aspect is, and this is real important, is with the service, the audio recording service, the product creation services, I do an internet audio infomercial. And we do that at the very end, after we create your product, because it gives me more experience in understanding your product and gives you some experience in understanding it even after we've created it. But we create a hard-hitting recording that is designed to sell your product. So you have an audio infomercial that can be online. So imagine that we had one of those on my website. The hundreds of people a day who come and listen could listen to that recording. And then what happens? They say, well, how do I get that guy's product? So that's a selling machine right there. That's one tool you can use. Burn it on a CD. Have it up on a website. Create it as a teleconference and use that audio infomercial to sell your product. So that's another service I provide. That's free with the whole product creation package.
Gotcha.
So I've got a couple different things. I've got the $99 product, shows you how to do it, and then I've got the service, which is a lot more expensive. It's in the thousands of dollars range.
Gotcha.
To do it all for you.
Gotcha.
But you know, you need the sales message to sell the product. That's the most valuable thing. It's such a good investment because all I've got to do is get two clients and I've more than made my money back. And every other sale after that is all profit. You got to get a good copywriter who knows what they're doing,
yeah,
who understands marketing. I didn't do all the copy myself. I'm not a good copywriter. I'm a good talker. I can talk. Hi, it's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. That's the end of this consult with Jamel. I hope this has been helpful, and if you have any questions whatsoever, please don't hesitate to call me at 858-274-7851 or email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com.